Blog Talk Radio.
We're all told as children that when we grow up, we need to go to college and get a good job. But all it seems that college did was just prepare us to get a good job, to be caught up in life's rat race, the hustle and bustle of hustling another dollar for profit, in which another profits, and by next payday, purses and wallets are filled with links. And dream catchers become dream passers, allowing dreams to pass through clenched hands filled with sand, blowing along the winds of time for another's hands to grasp. See, because we are taught and told how to be good workers, but not how to make our dreams our goals. We are taught and told how to be good workers, but not how to make our dreams our goals. Because we have been led to believe that dreams provide empty stomach, shattered hearts, and broken promises on misses on opportunity for good job stability. Taught that fulfilling your dream comes on a wing and a prayer, but dare not become a lazy worker. Life becomes consumed by 10-hour work days, paid not your worth and wage, trapped in cubicle box like cage, trying to fit the standards of corporate America. And when you're all used up, they get rid of you, only to be faced with the dream you left on the shelf, not listening to self on how to make it work, but being influenced by other people's words, penetrating your psyche, believing that they're your own thoughts of all life is about is just going to work. Work without a purpose is superfluous. You not fulfilling your dreams is cursing the ancestors, because their life lives on through you. And your dream is a piece of the puzzle to be construed, not concealed, but to be shared with all so that truth may be revealed. So get up off your butt and chase your dream. Get up off your butt and catch your dream. The illusion of life is not what it seems, and success comes with the attempt of your dream. So dream. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
I think so.
Welcome. This is Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and this is Black Business Builders here on Master Griot Radio. I am your host for this moment in time, and this is our special edition of Black Business Builders, the people. And we're here to step things up. We've kicked off our Black Business Builders program, which is a program of the National Black Business Trade Association. And Black Business Builders wants to build people first and foremost. In this age of being bombarded with business opportunities and networking, social networking sites and things, we have many people are feeling overwhelmed and bombarded, and we haven't yet got the hold of effective networking, to truly network effectively, to build relationships that in turn build business and build communities. So that's what we're about here on Black Business Builders, the people. Now, our special guest today are Peter and Teresa Christian. They are LIMU distributors and Black Business Builders and members of BlackBusinessSpace.com. So we just want to say hello. How are you guys?
Hi, we're doing fine.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, welcome here to Master Griot Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And so we're here today. We're just helping teach the art of networking and getting to know one another. And we want our people to know that Black Business Builders comes in all shapes, sizes, forms, and various businesses. And we just showing the art of networking by supporting our Black Business Builders, you know, who support our community through our cash generating program. Mm-hmm. And we support by showcasing these wonderful people.
Mm, great. Thank you for having us.
Okay. Now, as always, to get started, to lay the groundwork, everybody wants to know, well, who is Teresa and who is Peter Christian? Like, who are these people? So, ladies first, who is Teresa Christian?
Well, I'm sure if you ask other people, they'll have their own opinion of who I am, but I see myself as a 53-year-old African-American woman, I'm married 34 years to my wonderful husband, Peter. But I'm also a mom, I'm a mother-in-law, I'm a nana to two great-grandchildren. But I guess if you narrowed it down, I'm really like kind of a private person, but I'm a good listener, I'm a nurturer, I'm a giver. I'm also a procrastinator, which I'm working on every day. I like good food, I like good wine, I like to laugh, and I love people. I love to talk with them, to look at them, I love to feed them, I love to listen to them. You know, but I tell you what I don't like. I don't like lateness. And I don't care for people who think too much of themselves out loud. You know, sometimes there's a thin line between self-esteem and haughtiness. But other than that, I kind of think that's who I am. I say out loud because you can think that to yourself, but, you know, out loud, I might not want to hear that.
Okay.
That's
well, great.
That
well,
sounds like it's
going
to be a tough act to follow, but basically, going to be 54 next month, and over 35 years in the elevator industry, and just working very hard. But the more I worked, the more I found that my dreams were disappearing. They were getting smaller and smaller. So I realized that I needed to start looking at some other things to do. But basically, very quiet person. Wasn't always that way, kind of experiences through the years. Developed me into that type of person, but I've reversed that now. I've become more outgoing. Definitely love speaking to people, seeing people. There's so many interesting things out here to experience in the world, and just been having a lot of fun doing that, and especially when it comes to networking with other black business leaders. I found that to be very exciting.
Okay. Well, that kind of feeds us into how did you I was speaking with Teresa, and she says you're the one that networks on Black Business Space. So, I mean, how did you even run up on it?
Yeah, that was very interesting because basically I was on the Internet, and I was looking to network with black business owners and came across the website, saw the link for it, went there, and was just very intrigued and excited by what I saw because it's not really a website that you would find normally. Got to interact with a lot of people on the website, saw that there was a lot of positive things going on there, and I said that, you know, this was something that Teresa and I really wanted and needed to be a part of, and that's basically what led us to being able to speak with you here.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Well, I must admit myself, I have found Black Business Space. Now, it is a program of the National Black Business Trade Association, of which I'm a member.
Mm-hmm.
But there were different formats for the networking. But when they developed it at blackbusinessspace.com and came over on a Ning format, it's really wonderful. I mean, I just like the Ning format as far as its interactivity. And it allows you to interact easier, you know, with people. But also, I kind of like the tone that's set over here. It's kind of like a tone set, you know, look, we're here about networking, not spamming one another about opportunities. And it does give you the chance to get to know people because I just think it's always some wonderful people out there. And I think when you get to know people and really have conversations, you really learn more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build trust, and then you're more willing to do business with them.
It's a relationship. You got to build that relationship with people.
And, you know, Jacqueline, I agree with you with that because one thing I did like about the website is you get to see people's profiles. You get to basically see a little bit about their background, what they're trying to accomplish, where they're coming from, some of the challenges that they have in building their respective businesses. And that also allows you to build a relationship and also some trust because everybody has different challenges trying to reach their dreams and their goals.
Yeah. And I think that's important. That now, that's something that's there for us. Unfortunately, a lot of people do not use it. But if you go somewhere and you have been availed to certain information about a person and you want to introduce yourself to them, take advantage of the information that you're there available to. I mean, you
mm-hmm.
can click on, look at their website. You know, as Peter said, you know, you can find out what their challenges are, what their goals, and the reason that they're there on that site. And then, so if you do leave them a comment, let it be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Don't act as if you didn't, or, you know, take the time and show that you've taken a moment to learn about them. That makes it feel, you know, personal, you know, that you cared enough to read the information that's right there in front of you.
Because mm-hmm.
on Black Business Space, the moment you go to somebody's page, all that information is right up there up front, and you have to pass it just to leave a comment. So
then you know who you're talking to. You know, you're more on a one-on-one basis. I like that, you know, dealing with people like on one-on-one, too, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's just that art of networking. And that's the thing. I think this has been a thread in all my shows this week. It seems like this keeps coming back. You know, it keeps coming back up. But I think it's really important that people learn that. And as a marketing consultant, which I am,
mm-hmm.
that's what marketing is about, relationship building. And some people, you know, I actually have people tell me that's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It's just find a good system, funnel the people through the system, and you'll make money. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, systems work, but and you do need a good system, and you plug people into your systems. You do need a working system. But to get the people to plug into the system,
mm-hmm.
you have to develop
right.
a relationship mm-hmm. with
exactly.
them, you know.
Because they'll plug
otherwise,
in.
Yeah, otherwise
stay.
You got to convince them to go. Yeah.
Every
uh-huh.
time.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, people are, they're so attached to this internet and thinking that they can automate everything so much that they can even automate their sales process. But, Yes, you have to give people places and all, but again, we're all human beings. I don't care how much automation we write the program, and at some point in the process, you're going to run into the human element. And we buy from who we know. How many times, you know, I mean, we do it every so often, but it's rarely that we go and buy from a total stranger. There is some element, even if it's, you go into a place you haven't been before, there's some element of something knowing, because someone might have referred you. So you trust the person. Well, they said so, so I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Right.
I mean, we know how many times we've done it, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
But there's a trust element to a person. There's something attached. There's some known element generally that will drive you to go ahead and take the next step.
So, and it's a connection.
Yeah. And so those are the things we want to get to do here, and that's the purpose here at Black Business Builder. We want everybody to get to know all of these wonderful people that feel it's necessary, you know, to build black businesses. It's necessary to create vertical paradigms and support one another. So we want everybody to know what wonderful and different and varied people you are. Now, we're going to go to commercial, and we're going to play another piece, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to – Teresa has a really special story, and we're going to let her talk about her story, and we want to know what led you guys to your core business one more. All right?
Okay.
We'll be right.
Thank you, Jackson.
Okay, we'll be right back.
The members of the Black Business Space online community have come together in a unified effort to build our brands, our businesses, and connect with you in a beneficial manner. So we're taking the show on the road. We're packing our bags, filling them with UNITY, Unity, and through the BBS Value Tour, we're bringing the value of community to a city near you. First stop, New York, for the product launch of the Lockdown by inventor and BBS member DeShalimar, May 10, 2008, at the National Black Theater. Next stop, the 4th Annual Los Angeles Black Book Expo on June 14th. Family, friends, and business community, please join in. Commitment, honor, value, courtesy. Just a gentle reminder about the way to do business and to treat one another. For more information, visit us online at www.bbsvaluetour.com or call us toll-free 1-888-846-9811.
I recall on those days I told myself I'd always be alone, giving up, yet life is far. I turn my face from dreams now growing dusty on a shelf. I cry for days for what, when only I can change the future of my past. I realized I don't trust myself like I should. I called above for help and you sent me myself. All of my days, all of my life, so in love, you're so amazing. All of my days, all my life, so in love, it's so amazing what I recall. Southern days, I'd ask myself, is it gonna last? Stress and strain, yet like before, we endure the storm and realize our greatest joy. I found
Seven lifetimes across the galaxies and stars to find the other half to complete my heart, just for and why. Though she was not very far in human form, this angel, she took my heart across the burning sands. Allah had us protected. 9 months later, perfection was manifested. Came before y'all to give you many blessings.
So amazing was all of my days, all of my life.
All right, all right. That was All My Days by Master Griot artist Infinite Life featuring Zenora and I Will Write. I chose that song because they are a husband and wife team, and that's a wonderful love song. And since we have a husband and wife who seem to love each other very much, I thought that'd be great.
It was good.
And I would like to say, if you're listening and you'd like to call in and join us in this conversation, please do. The call-in number is 646-716-7994. Again, the call-in number is 646-716-7994. The chat room is also open. If you want to share on a chat line, you can do that also. And do remember, our shows are archived for your listening convenience. And to my audience, I would like to apologize. I was late getting in. They're working on the electric in my building. We actually changed the show time from 12 to 2 to accommodate them. They told me at 1 o'clock, they promised me to be ready at 1:45. Then it was 6 minutes out, and I'm like, they're not anywhere near ready. So I'm blessed. So if you hear a little extra noise, but I'm here at my neighbor's who allowed me to come over here so I can at least bring up the switchboard so I can bring you on, Teresa. So
oh, that was nice of them. That was very nice.
Yes, yes. So I was even on for a while, and we were trying to figure out how to – I couldn't get the screen to move over to unmute you. Yeah, that's why when that was going, it's like I was trying to get to, like, get you so you could be heard.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, ah, you know, so.
We figured it'd happen soon.
Yeah, so this is like, I guess this is one of the greatness of internet radio, that I would be able to, you know, actually change, you know, and do something like this,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the environment that I can run out, run someplace else, grab a cell phone, yeah, and come up and still do my radio show. It's like kind of pretty cool.
What did we do without all this before? I don't know.
I know. Like, how do we survive? Well, I'd like to talk about, you told me about that you came down with the illness, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, well, so, you know, tell us about that, you know, how your life changed due to your illness.
Okay, well, it was a dramatic change. It was around 1990 I, you know, started getting sick, and, you know, I developed this cough, and it just kept getting worse. And I was going back and forth to doctors and to hospitals. And I was being misdiagnosed with everything, SS emphysema, so many different diseases. But eventually, after a battery of tests, the doctors discovered that I had an autoimmune disease called sarcoidosis. Now, sarcoidosis causes inflammation. It puts like little tiny lumps of cells that are called granulomas in different parts of your body, in different organs. And they're called that because they're like little grains of sugar. And it's just like anything else, you put sugar or sand in into a mechanism and works. It breaks them down. It does that with the organs of the body. So I have sarcoidosis in my lungs. That's the main site. I have it in my eyes, my joints, all my bones, and in my blood. So I suffer from a lot of pain, a lot of tiredness. I started even developing eye problems. Now, the only drug available at that time for this illness when I was finally really diagnosed with it was prednisone. A lot of people heard of that because they use it for, like, children with asthma and adults with asthma. And, I mean, it opened up my lungs, but it's also a corticosteroid, which breaks the body down. And I swore that if I survived that drug, I would never take it again. So I had to find something else that I could do, but at that time I was just so sick, you know, I would just kind of like shut down. So at my worst time of the year is from October to about May. I would just stay in the house, you know, where most people get a cold. You get a cold, maybe you'll stay, you know, spend a few days at home. And, you know, for me it could just basically put me in a hospital. So I would just have to shut down. I couldn't be around people. And I tried a lot of different things, you know, different medicines and different holistic things. And some of them would work, some of them wouldn't. And even the things that did work, they wouldn't, you know, work for long. They would start to, you know, I would start to get the symptoms again, pain being the main thing. Well, finally, a friend of mine who does natural health told me that we'll try some natural products. So we started now on this road to finding different natural products. And I found some things, and they worked. This went on for about 5 years. And but then last year, I went through a very stressful time with the death of my mom. And I developed a really high platelet count. The doctors thought I had developed this cancer. Because whereas your normal platelets would be like 200,000, mine was 900,000. And that causes a stroke. So the doctor said, well, you know, we got to put you on this medication. But I was already on that medicine, which was taking my hair out. It was breaking my skin out, doing all kinds of things to me that were just not good. So, again, a friend, you know, she told me, she said, well, try this product. I want you to try something. You know, it's not a medical product, but a lot of people that have different kinds of diseases, some even more serious than, you know, autoimmune, that's the only thing they've done was add this to their, you know, their nutrition, and it had made a difference in them. So I said, well, listen, at this point, I'll give anything a try. So I started the original Emu. And within 3 weeks, for 3 weeks I felt nothing. I kept saying, okay, this is just not going to work. I said, we're going to have to do something else. But I'm going to tell you, almost 3 weeks to the day, the Lemu, for some reason or other, I guess I had been building it up into my system, that pain started going away. It was like night and day. It was, I was just feeling so much better. Then a week after that, I went and had my platelets checked because the doctor had did a bone marrow test. Bone marrow test,
mm-hmm.
You know, because they thought it was cancer.
Yeah.
And when I went back to her and she saw that my platelets had dropped down from the 900,000, it had dropped down to 600,000. She says, I don't know what you're doing. She says, but just keep doing it. You know, I said, well, the only thing I'm doing is drinking a nutritional drink. She said, well, just keep drinking it. You know, and then I started noticing, like, dramatic decreases in the pain I was feeling, that my body would be so inflamed, even the soles of my feet were swollen. Wrist, arms, joint, you know, everywhere. And that caused a lot of pain. That started going away. My lungs started feeling much clearer. I could, you know, take deep breaths. And, you know, now I even joined swimming. I couldn't get in water before because I couldn't stand to put my face down because that's just, you know, shortness of breath. I just started a swimming program this week. And I'm telling you,
wow.
The only thing different I've done was just started drinking this Lemu. And it's just changed. You know, even Peter said, you know, we know other people that have sarcoidosis that don't do anything. And
mm-hmm.
It's like night and day.
Wow.
It's like night. It has. When I tell people it's giving me my life back, I am serious. You know, because the doctors at one point, they wanted to put, you know, I was already on the medication they wanted me to take, which was just doing all kinds of things. You can't always go that way. The natural way is always the better way. And that's what, you know, this is what this product, so when I started telling people started seeing me and saying, what are you doing? Because they knew, they noticed a difference in me right away. And that's all I do. I just tell them about it. I share it. If they want to try it, they can try it.
Okay.
You know, it's up to them. But,
yeah.
You know, we don't make any medical claims.
Mm-hmm. But you can say what it did for you, right?
I can say what it did for me. And I'm going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I feel like standing on the roof and just screaming. Even Peter tell you, you know, if you come within 3 feet of me, I'm going to tell you, just introduce myself to you and tell you, you know, if I see that you're physically ill, you know, listen, I don't know if this will work for you. Give it a try. You know, what have you got to lose?
Mm-hmm. Well, Peter, How do you feel? I mean, how was it for you with your wife, you know, being healthy and all of a sudden getting sick? And I mean, how did you deal with that?
Well, it was really a very stressful time on, I guess, both ends, because I knew, you know, how she was before she got sick. You know, we like to travel a lot, and we found ourselves not being able to do that. And as she mentioned, at times she would be in the house for weeks at a time, sometimes even months at a time. So that also cut down on a lot of things that we could really go and do together. So it was really a drastic difference in the improvement in her health when she started using Original Lima. And
well, I'd just like to ask you, even before that, but then how did that make you feel? You mean, you're the husband, you're the man, you generally take care of everything. So how did that feel, not being able to help your wife become better?
Well, that was very stressful, too, because, you know, you do get a helpless feeling that you have no control over that situation. A lot of time spent in doctors, a lot of hospital visits, it does make you feel very helpless, not being able to do for your wife, especially, you know, when she has a health condition, and also not knowing where it's going to end up either. You know, that also gives you a very helpless, you know, helpless feeling.
Wow, yeah. Well, what did you think when she said, her girlfriend said, try this? What did she think?
She had tried so many things. I was like, well, okay. Go ahead and try this. I was just saying, well, here's another thing, you know, just give it a shot, because up to that point, you know, nothing had really, really worked, you know, so I wasn't really expecting anything, but it was definitely an improvement, and to be able to see that, you know, it definitely turned a lot of things around. Kind of like you get the feeling, well, I've got my wife back now.
Oh, wow.
So the person that I had married is now back.
Oh, wow, that's great. Did you start taking Lima?
Well, that was the fun part, because I came home one evening and she showed me this bottle and told me to drink this, and I'm like, I'm not drinking this. We went back and forth for a few minutes until she finally looked me square in the eye and said to me, if you love me, you'll try this. Game over. Game over. I didn't have any choice after that. I'm a fairly healthy person, so I didn't think that I really needed to take something nutritional-wise. But I had seen what it did for her, so I decided I would try it. And it's helped me to deal with allergies. I used to have very, very bad allergies. And within a couple of months, my allergies, that problem was gone. I used to sneeze 20 minutes every single morning, especially springtime pollen season.
Yeah. Wow.
Now I wake up, I don't sneeze at all. I don't have the stuffy nose. I don't have, you know, the trouble breathing or anything like that. And I can go in my house and cut my grass and not come in and be completely stopped up and everything. So,
I meant to tell you that the other day. I saw you come in your house, and I know normally you go through the sneeze and fit, and you didn't do it.
Yeah. So
I meant to tell you that.
That has given me that part of my life back, as well as more energy, too.
Oh, wow. Oh, these are some great things to hear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Teresa, from a marketing standpoint, and business standpoint, there has been a super rise in the popularity of beverage drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, one of them, you know, when the energy drink came through, and then you know, the hip-hop element of it, like when they went Red Bull to make an energy drink look like the beer.
Yeah.
And then I think they tried the pimp juice. I just think they got too much
controversy.
They really keep going anywhere. But then I think with 50 Cent taking ownership in vitamin water and all, it just, that brought vitamin water. And I'm honest, when you go to the corner stores in the hood,
mm-hmm.
in any black neighborhood, the quality of food is extremely low.
Huh.
I mean, it's most foods that you wouldn't buy.
Mm-hmm.
Like
full
there's
of sugar,
a product,
full of fats and...
yeah, there's a product called Hugs. I don't know if it's in your guys' community, but
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's some distributed by Daily, and Daily has been said to be owned by the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh,
But it's definitely a total artificial drink, no juice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot. You know, the red coloring,
mm-hmm.
and it only costs a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, the kids run to the store,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's only distributed in the black
areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been around for years.
Mm.
And it might. I don't know if it's a Pennsylvania-based company, but they have been around for years.
Wow.
And now they even got larger hugs that cost a little bit more. Those guzzlers, and
mm-hmm.
the kids drink them, and
mm-hmm.
you know. So this is kind of crap that's generally in the store. And
mm-hmm.
so when I go to look, I either look for 100%, and you know, every blue moon you can find a store that will carry like a Nantucket brand
mm-hmm.
that does
yes.
a better quality drink.
Mm-hmm.
So when the vitamin waters came, I started noticing. I'm like, wow, these vitamin waters are actually in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize that 50 Cent had ownership, and I didn't know vitamin water and smart water and all of those things on fuzz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of these things are what's under the same company.
Mm.
So there's this big rise in the popularity of more nutritional drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes with them is the look. It's
mm-hmm.
a whole new packaging thing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has their different fly look. So
mm-hmm.
it went from, you know, trying to look like a beer. You know, they felt that they had to look like a beer beverage or something to get over. And
mm-hmm.
I guess they realized that people would still buy it even if it had different looks, just
yeah.
as long as it was appealing. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Arizonas and everything had
mm-hmm.
you know, the
yeah.
look of the container. And now I have noticed that the holistic health and
mm.
wellness products have taken on the same thing. I first saw with Noni came out with this fancy bottle.
Mm.
And there are other various different drinks. So, I mean, is that something that has happened with Lamu? And have you been positively affected by the, you know, rise in popularity of beverage and wellness drinks?
Well, yeah, it's had a the change in, we've even changed the packaging on ours. Ours was, because it was a natural product and the owner, Gary Razor, just really wanted to get it to the market, it was kind of like a little short. You know, it's a seaweed-based product whose main nutrient is fucoidin. So they had this, you know, people think of seaweed green. It was a little green mottled kind of label, you know, and the juice itself was green. It's a brown seaweed. But they found that when they lightened the bottle up, they made it more centrical and let the fluid, you know, show through the bottle. Then they went and added some juices to it to make it a nice, you know, it's an actual golden color. So, yeah, even our packaging has changed. And it has made a big difference in, you know, getting the product to the people because it's eye appeal. You know, people, until they taste something, the first thing they do is they see something. It's got to look good. You know, but they haven't gone to, you know, more like the hip-hop versions of a lot of different things. But the packaging is beautiful. It's a clear glass bottle, and you just see the liquid. You shake it up, and you can see it moving in with the natural juices added to it. And it's made a big difference in our sales. So, yeah, I guess we've jumped on that, you know, resurgence also of changing packaging.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just a trend. And
mm-hmm.
what's important is it just shows that your company is forward. And
yes.
You know, looking at the market, looking at the trends, and
mm-hmm.
any business that you're with, you want to know that your business partners are doing their best to, you know, to make a profit. Because
right.
you know, bottom
mm-hmm.
line is that's why we do go into business. So,
exactly, to help you build your
yeah.
business. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that your business partners, you know, are looking at the trends, what's going on in the industry, and doing their best to, you know, to make the best presentation.
Makes a difference.
Well, yeah. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to go to one more commercial and maybe listen to one more piece. And then I want you to come back and Peter and Teresa, let us know what is in the Lamu. So, you
okay.
know, what is that? You tell us a little bit more about that seaweed, its benefits, how, you know, does it go directly to the bloodstream? You know,
mm-hmm.
how it supports the body.
Okay.
And then tell us, how can we get involved? Because I'm telling you, Pete, I'm down. You know, my Master Creole crew, I'm down. I've been looking for something, and I'm like, Peter, I wake up in the morning sometime, and I go through sneezing fits. Like, once it starts, it's like, you know, a 10, 15-minute fit, like, just something in you, and, it, like, you got to get it out. But
yep.
I have, I do like, my body does respond well to, you know, superfoods and the blue-green algae, coriella, you know, all of those
okay.
types of foods that come from the sea. To see, my body does respond well too, and as well as I am looking to market one of those pretty but health drinks. You know, mm-hmm. I am looking to market that. So we're going to go to a commercial from Exodus International, another one of our Black Business Space partners, and we're going to listen to a whole woman to celebrate Teresa's wellness.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
I can't do this. This is too much. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I need help. I need answers in writing. I need answers. Who's going to be there? I've messed up so much. I feel like I've tried everything, but now, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Just breathe. I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I can't live a whole life with half a self, with half of me in tow, saving the potential of me for some rainy day as if there isn't more to be living for. How can God work with half a woman towards her full potential? How can he pour blessings into my cup that overfloweth if my insecurities and sins have created holes that can't store it? I wrestle with principalities against my own flesh and blood, looking towards the mark of the higher calling, but that takes a whole lot of faith, and to follow where he leads takes a whole lot of dedication, and to stand in the face of my fears, or to proclaim the life of Christ, or even to love my neighbor takes a whole lot of preparation. So half of me won't do. Giving only half my day, or half my thoughts, or half of everything I got is not only useless but unwise when God sees me wholly with his own eyes, when God in his grace sees me wholly with his own eyes. So I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I gotta get it right. My purpose is on the line. And how can I have only half the mind to do what's right, or spend less than half of the time attempting to develop myself into disciplined study or focused way of life, when it takes to committing the whole mind, the whole body as a living sacrifice? See, we want full blessings from the Lord, but we only pray half the time. And sometimes we remember to love our neighbor, but we seek God's love all the time. We go into situations and relationships with half of ourselves in tow, still hoping good things will come from them despite. And we forget that to love God with our whole heart takes a constant renewing of the mind, a constant reviewing of our lives. For many of the things we need to grow takes a committed and dedicated whole, not got from simple Bible reading or occasional fasting and praying, but our whole effort with our whole heart gives God the room to bring out the wholeness in us that he created within us long ago. So I chanted like I wanted, like it's part of my whole being, like it's significant, like it's attainable, as if my spirit desired it. I needed to present myself fully as committed to his word. I want to be a whole woman because half a woman can't quite gain wisdom in this world. So each day I pray the prayer of complete reliance on God and all his magnificence, for only he is able to bring out in me the wholeness that he created. I'm not whole on my own, but I belong to you. I'm not of myself, but of you and your divine purpose. I am not alone, but with you. I seek your guidance in my daily business. I'm not whole on my own, but pieced together by your hand, held together by your will. I am not led by neither wants, desires, or personal debates, but ever yielding to that which you lay before me. So today, as every day, I listen to your voice, walk in step with you, seek your wisdom, and lay no claim to my own life so that I may be aligned with your way. For I seek to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. God, I want to live what you made me. A whole woman. A whole woman. A whole woman. Amen.
Okay. We're
gotta
back.
Be a whole woman.
Yeah. That is our Master Grill artist, Rhapsody, and it's Whole Woman from a debut CD, Spoken Word. Now, we are about 7 minutes out, and we just want Peter and Teresa, if you guys could tell us, you know, what is inline mood, you know, fully what is it? It's obviously
okay.
a beverage drink, but, you know, tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. Well, it is sea-based. Each bottle is got pure tangan limu in it, which is an extract. It's a superfood. It's also blended with papaya, mango, pear, and apple juice concentrates and purees, and they're all organic. It has 70 different nutrients in it. Some people know them as glyconutrients and polyphenols. And it also the main nutrient is bucoidin, and that's only found in nutritional drinks that are sea-based. No land-based plant drink has bucoidin in it. But it also has no added vitamins and minerals. So you don't have to worry about, you know, some people can take certain minerals, some people, you know, heavy metal things like that. There's no, you know, question about that in this product. What would you like to know? It's all natural, all organic. And it's safe along the lines of mother's milk, which is why, and it's a complete food in the same way that mother's milk is. So pregnant women can take it. Babies can drink it. I have my grandchildren, you know, our grandchildren are drinking it. It just feeds the body. It gives the body what it needs. If you properly feed your cells, then your cells will know what to do, okay, which is why so many people in such a variety of, you know, situations and circumstances can drink it. And it's, like I say, each bottle has 83% of that pure limu in it, of that tangan limu.
That's another good point.
It tastes good.
So you don't have any problems with the grandchildren drinking it?
None. You can we can make it into ices for them. Just put it in, freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
They can eat it as ices. They can mix it with any fruit juices. You know, it can be mixed with anything other than something maybe that have caffeine or something like that. You don't need that anyway, but.
Yeah. So is it, does it come concentrated?
No, it's fully reconstituted. You just shake the bottle up. You pour yourself 2 to 4 ounces twice a day and drink it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah,
so
no
just 2 to 4 ounces a day. That's it.
Yeah, twice a day. You drink it twice a day. Mm-hmm.
Oh, twice a day.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Goes into your bloodstream in 7 to 9 seconds.
Oh,
one of the first things people notice is the energy. One of the second things people notice is the reduction of inflammation, which makes it takes pain away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. So now, you know, how do people order it? How is it packaged? And, first give us a website to go to.
Okay. I'm going to give you a website. It's www.betterfuturenow.com, BetterFutureNow.com. We have, as a matter, we have two other websites also. I like people to kind of go and give us an idea of which, you know, which they like. It's presented in different ways. Another website would be www.livinglimu.originallimu.com, LIVIN. I'm sorry.
Spell the limu for us.
Yes, LIVINGLIMU.ORIGINALLIMU.com.
Okay, originallimu.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah,
yes.
We're going to work this. If we just get disconnected, that's because I realized the battery on my cell is running out.
You had asked how people can get it.
Also, give your phone number real quick.
Oh, yes, definitely. Peter and Teresa Christian, 718-529-1303. For people living.
Repeat that one more time.
718-529-1303.
Go ahead.
And for people living in the Tri-State area, I'd like to invite them to be our guests to actually see the Limu Company and Limu in action. We're having a free health and business seminar Wednesday, May 28th at 7 o'clock at the JFK Holiday Inn. At 144-02 135th Avenue in South Ozone Park, Queens, New York. You can just ask for Peter and Teresa Christian.
And Teresa?
Yes.
You said May 28th?
It's Yes, May 28th.
Next Wednesday.
Is this coming Wednesday at 7 p.m.?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They can also, they can call you again at
718-529-1303.
Yes, just give her a call. They can shoot you the email, shoot you the website.
Definitely.
You can look it up, and also shoot you information on all the details for the free health and business seminar this Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so tell us about the business real quick. I mean, you know, you become a distributor, and is there, like, you just make a percentage? Do you benefit if you get other people to become business partners with you?
Peter, you want it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And that was the thing that attracted me, because I was looking for something that helped me retire from elevator work. Basically, Teresa had wanted to get started just to be able to get the product wholesale, but she found that just in her first month, she was able to earn part-time over $2,000, and
wow,
that got her excited.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is basically help people to improve their health, but if they're interested, there's also a business aspect to it where they can build a very passive income.
Okay, now I'd like to ask you guys, what is your goal? Tell us, you know, what is your goal for this year? You know, what are you looking to do? What are you looking to make happen with your Lime New business? How many distributors are you looking to bring on? How many people health are you looking to affect in a better manner? What will position you where you need to go? What are your goals? Speak them, because we think
to
business.
My goal is to help my husband retire from his job. Now, we've kind of put this on paper as to what we need to do. We're actually looking to help other people build their businesses. Hello?
And yeah, what are your numbers on that?
Okay.
What numbers do you need? How many people do you need to make this happen?
I need 25 people to make this happen. And we're going to help them build their businesses. And by us helping them to build their businesses, then because this is a direct sales company, we do benefit from them. So our goal is to help them.
Okay.
To help, and helping them will just, you know, through osmosis help us, you know, reach our goals. My husband is retired from his job.
All right. So real quick.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah,
give us the number one more time, and then I'm going to, our good.
718.